This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. And now, here's your host, David Wolf.
Our guest on this segment is Ron Patel. He's the CEO of Just Dine-In Deliveries. These guys have been serving restaurants and the consumers of restaurant food for many years. Ron, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. To lay the groundwork on this segment, what is Just Dine-In?
One of the challenges of running a business like this is explaining what it is that we do. I love having the opportunity to do this. Right. So essentially, what we are is a multi-restaurant marketing and delivery service. So to those people that are listening out there that are consumers of restaurants, meaning you go out to eat or you order takeout, it gives you the opportunity to have food from restaurants that typically don't deliver, have it delivered to your home or your office. So we have a selection of about 60 restaurants here in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. And you pick which restaurant you want based on your location. You put in your zip code, gives you the restaurants that you want that you can order from. You pick the restaurant, you pick the food items, everything's on there. Any question about your order, the computer is going to ask you. And you put your selections in, pay with cash or credit card, driver shows up 45 to 55 minutes later.
What's really cool about this, Ron, the concept, is that it helps drive new business to restaurants, and it also puts legs on that restaurant, as you suggest. Those that don't deliver now can be delivered, and it really mobilizes them, doesn't it, into offices and whatnot.
Yeah, the way I like to put it is that we let restaurants do what they do well, which is make good food and put out a good product. What we do well is we're more of a logistics company. So I don't know if you've seen the UPS commercials for logistics,
yeah,
getting packages from point A to point B. Right. That's what we do. We don't make what's in the package. The restaurant does. But we have the manpower and the knowledge of how to get food from one place to another. What we specialize in really is in the office environment when there's a group of people ordering food for the office. Usually it's the administrator that he or she is responsible for doing that. What a lot of people don't understand is food can make or break a meeting. And if you've got bad food or it shows up late or there's not enough food, that administrator, he or she looks really bad and looks like they're not competent at doing their job if the food's not right. So we really take that to heart. We understand the challenges of being an administrator, and we've taken our business and molded it around the needs of the administrator. But like you mentioned earlier, and as I mentioned, you get home, you don't feel like cooking, we're there for you too. You don't want to take the kids out in the minivan down to pick up food for $5, which is just the delivery fee. It's just $5 plus the price of the food. You can keep the kids at home. You can stay in your PJs when you're feeling sick. And we bring the restaurants right out to you.
Beautiful. Ron, your story, as I know it, is one of growth. I mean, when you started, you literally had you and one partner. Tell us a little bit about how you've grown from the entrepreneurial perspective here in Albuquerque.
You know, I love sharing this story, and you know it already. Our first day, we did one order. It was for the lady down the hall. She was an Allstate insurance agent, and we actually bought it for her. So it was really negative one orders.
And, classic entrepreneur.
And so we had to build it from there. We had zero customers. We had contracts with 8 restaurants. And you know how a lot of locally owned restaurants will go out of business. 6 of those 8 aren't even in business anymore, which is sad to report. But we just grew it from there. What I tell other entrepreneurs that start a business, one of the keys to success, what's made us successful, is my partner, his name's Jared.
Yeah.
My business partner, is celebrating the small successes along the way. We celebrated our first 5-order day, our first $100 day in sales, $200 day in sales. And all along the way, we celebrated every little victory to where now we work with about 60 different restaurants. But even more important, we service close to 10,000 clients in Albuquerque and provide an opportunity for employment to 25 people amongst drivers, office staff, salespeople. And that's really what makes me feel most proud. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, you get lost in your business.
Right.
When you sit back and think, you know, I'm providing an income to this many people, and this many people feed their families because of it, it really kind of is a cool feeling.
Yeah, the way you might say that is not only you're a driver of food, but you're also a driver of the local economy, which is very cool. And a support to restaurants and those that consume restaurant food. You've got some news. Tell us a little bit about, there's a transition happening with Just Dine In. Tell us about what's happening.
What we looked at is, you know, in our industry, technology can be a challenge. You've got some real big national players that can have great software that really makes the administrator's job who orders food a lot easier. The better the software that you use, the easier it is for them to use, and the more likely we're going to get more business and serve more people.
Yeah.
And in turn, bring more business to the restaurants. So what we've done is we've really upped our technology level to match the level of service we've been giving for the last 7 years. So we've merged with a company called Delivered Dish. These are guys that I've known now for 6 years. I met them at my industry trade association. So short of that is there's an association where people that do what I do, deliver restaurant food from different restaurants all over the world, go to Las Vegas once a year for a large convention. We all share ideas and best practices. So about 6 years ago, I met Bill, this owner of this company, Delivered Dish. Me and him hit it off right away. I knew right away he was the smartest guy in the room, from what I could tell. And so I kind of latched onto him, for lack of a better term, asked him questions, became a sponge, learned everything I could, stayed in touch with them over the years, and we really kind of aligned our business with theirs over the years. You know, everyone gets into business to make money, but you want to have an exit strategy. And we thought, well, if we're ever going to exit the business, we want to be aligned with the businesses that would be more likely to buy our business. Well, in this case, we don't want to sell the business. We still love being in this industry. We're very passionate about what we do. We love what we do. We love the challenge of growing it. So we were able to merge with these guys. They're in Portland, which is their home office, Oregon. Okay. They're in Denver and San Diego.
Yeah.
And now the company of Delivered Dish will include Albuquerque and El Paso too.
Terrific.
And we could not be more excited of the resources they bring to us to help us grow this business even more here and beyond.
It's a great story. So not only are you bringing Albuquerque to them, but they're bringing this expertise and this higher level of infrastructure to you and the way you think about it. And it looks like it's going to be a win-win-win all the way around.
We think so. I mean, anyone that owns a business knows, and I'm sure you've got a lot of the people listening right now that are business owners. Everyone that owns a business knows it's so hard to get out from working in the business and working on the business, as Michael Gerber would say. And when you're wearing all these hats and you're the marketer and you're the logistics person and you're the one that has to go buy the trash bags and you're the one that has to go do this and then, oh, by the way, sometimes you have to go do deliveries. And when you're doing all that, it's very hard to focus on the business and grow the business. And we just know that by taking the resources that these guys can offer us, it's going to be such a great thing for our company moving forward. So we couldn't be more excited.
Ron, and as you become or fold into Delivered Dish, does the complexion of Just Dine In on a local level change in any way?
It gives us a lot more tools and resources. For example, we've got customers that are large companies here in Albuquerque that are their office may be a little off the beaten path. It's not really close to a bunch of restaurants. So the employees there get used to having the same food over and over again every day. And they kind of get tired of it. So with Delivered Dish, with our software, we have a product called Virtual Cafeteria. So what this is think as if your building doesn't have a cafeteria. Well, we're going to come put one in, but it's in the form of a website.
Yeah.
And so you log on, and there's a certain time of the day, or there can be multiple times. So if there's an 11:30 and a 1:30, there's three restaurants available for that day.
Mm-hmm.
You log in, pick what you want, and at 11:30, you get an email saying, hey, your food's down in break room 3. And you go down there. It's been charged to your credit card.
Yeah.
Or if a company's paying for the food, we can charge it to the company's billing account.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's just you eating lunch at the office, it's charged to your credit card separately.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got lunch delivered to the site there. You don't have to worry about going out and getting it and competing with lunch lines. We worry about all that.
Excellent. Ron, I know that you and Just Dine In are very involved in giving back to the community. Tell us about the kinds of projects that you are involved in here in Albuquerque giving back.
Yeah, well, first the why. I've been taught from my father from a very young age that, you know, you have to give back. I've been afforded so many opportunities through the years. I've been so lucky and blessed to move around the world, live in different countries. And there's a lot of people that aren't quite as fortunate as we are. And my dad, he does very well for himself. He's the general manager of an Indian casino in Northern California.
Mm.
But he, like I said, he does very well for himself, but probably spends more time doing stuff for other people than he does for himself in his spare time. And so that's the reason why, is I've been taught that way from day one. So for years now, Just Dine In has found a way to be involved in the community. We've aligned with different nonprofits. Most recently, we had a food drive that we partnered with the Storehouse of New Mexico on.
Yes.
Where when people donated five or more cans of food, we just waived their $5 delivery fee. We've done stuff. I'm very involved with YPA. It's the Young Professionals of Albuquerque organization here. Mm-hmm. We do quarterly civic engagement events, and Just Dining gets involved in those too. We've cooked at the Ronald McDonald House. We've helped with the Special Olympics. We've helped with ARCA. Also with Just Dining, we've raised money for the ALS Association of New Mexico. Coming up here soon, we're going to be doing another thing with Ronald McDonald House and more throughout the year. So it's important. While, yes, we are a for-profit business, and our goal is to cover our costs and make a profit as a business, but then take what you build and something like that and be able to enrich the lives of others is something that is top priority for me and for people in our organization. So it's fun to do it, and it feels really good to be able to give opportunities to people that don't have them already.
And we appreciate the work you're doing. We're talking to Ron Patel. He's the co-founder of Just Dine In, now powered by Delivered Dish. Ron, great news. We'll look for you for restaurant owners that are listening here in the Albuquerque Metro. JustDineIn.com is the website. Ron, as always, great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having us, David, and really appreciate you staying involved with me over the years.
Excellent. JustDineIn.com.
Thanks, David.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.